miss a minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
We had Jay Moore. We also had Mr. Skin on. Check him out on the podcast at TNTRadioEmpire.com, wherever you get your podcast. Jay's got a new show on all the
digital platforms out there. Jay Moore, Altamont.
And he's out on the road. Nick's on the road this weekend again. Well, one of them's on the road. One of them's a block from your house.
Yeah, I'll be at East of Omaha in Griswold, Iowa Friday night and Brew Coffee House and Tasting Room in Valley, Nebraska Saturday.
Check sure out Nick. Testing Room?
I don't know.
they test their beer there.
That's a callback.
It is.
Let's see here. Yeah. It was on this date.
We're talking to Valerie Bertinelli this week?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Thursday, I believe.
All right.
She's got a book out.
We got to dress up that day.
We should.
It's a phoner.
Ah, damn it.
She'll sense it.
she'll know we're slicked up, ready to go.
Pretty good idea how old Valerie Bertinelli is. Mm-hmm. And I know some guys her age.
Yeah.
And all those guys I know had a crush on Valerie Bertinelli.
Boner City, man.
Back in the day, and possibly still do.
I'm going to tell her that. Boner City.
Do it at the end.
How you lead with that?
No, you come out with that.
I'm chubbing right now.
Valerie.
Please welcome.
Welcome to Boner City.
Right.
We're going to call our show Boner City that day.
Hello? Hello?
Take me down.
I like it.
Click.
Yeah.
I think she'll be into it.
Yeah, I think so too, Nick.
A division of shag carpet doggy. That's what it is, shag carpet doggy.
Happy anniversary, Sarah.
Was on this date in 1990, Washington, D.C. Mayor Marion Barry.
Bitch set me up.
Busted for smoking crack cocaine.
Watch the documentary on his life. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
It used to amaze me that people like that would get reelected to office, and now it doesn't.
Well, now they're elected right away.
Yeah.
They can do that ahead of time.
Right, because of that.
Right.
Today he would be elected of that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, no. After somebody could get elected because of that.
Not him. Although he did straighten his life out and became a city councilman in D.C. after that.
That's quite the comeback.
Yeah. And if you watch a documentary, especially with a city councilman, he worked hard and did a lot of stuff. I guess he stopped doing crack with hookers, which I think you can do both. You know?
He's probably on the Adderall.
Free time's free time.
Yeah.
Right.
Transition to Adderall. Right.
An estimated 1.6 million Americans could be missing from the workforce due to long COVID. According to a new report from the Brookings Institute, early research indicates that 10 to 30% of coronavirus patients develop long COVID, with the economic impact still uncertain.
Yeah.
Long haulers can experience debilitating symptoms for weeks, months, even years after infection with the virus. 1 in 7 working-age Americans may have experienced or be experiencing lingering COVID symptoms, according to CDC data.
Yeah, did you lose any taste or smell?
No.
When you got it?
No. My wife did, but it was only for about a week or so. She got everything back now.
My son-in-law got it about the same time.
Sometimes you wish she lose her smell still, especially in the bedroom. Yeah.
But slowly, his taste and smell.
I'm farting, not just in general, the bedroom smells.
Slowly coming back. After 5 months. It's been 5 months.
Dirty dishes. Yeah.
Who's
trash.
Our buddy Paul Mercurio.
Hey, man.
He didn't get enough of us on the text message chain, so.
Speaking of that, we just brought this up. I don't want to make this old phone call, but Craig just did a story on long haulers. How are you feeling?
I'm still tired. Yep. It's not 100%. I'm still tired, and I wake up and 3 of my fingers are, really stiff.
Okay.
And it could be because of that or something else I do a lot. I don't know.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you use that to your advantage?
Stick them in your head.
Wow, I got to write that down. Yeah. You just gave me a great idea.
You can do your own Dutch rudder. You grab with the one hand and then you shake your forearm with the other hand.
I can feel anything anyway, right?
Yeah.
All right.
By the way, I just gave everybody the visual in the studio with that, too.
Don't look.
Yeah. Exactly. This is what I like about you. You give a lot of information that's valuable to your listeners, and that's what I like about you guys.
So
can I just say the football weekend, that was the worst display of football I have ever seen with your Patriots. My Patriots and your Steelers. Was an affront to every football fan out there.
Yeah, well, I knew my team wasn't going to win. You thought you were going to win.
Let me tell you something. Those balls were tampered with in Buffalo. Okay? Clearly someone deflated the balls. That throw to Aguilar that Micah Hyde somehow intercepted, that ball could have gone another foot further if the Bills had not cheated. That's all I'm going to say.
All right, you got that going for
you. Was it Bill fan that was throwing dildos on the field?
Yes, it was. Yeah, and that's not the first time they've done that.
But it was in Buffalo, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
The Buffalo dildo.
Yeah, I guess that's a tradition of some kind.
Yeah.
When I first saw that from one of the wide shots, I thought, oh, they're throwing bananas. They eat very healthy in Buffalo.
Yeah.
I was with somebody who thought it was a banana, too. We had to back it up and look. It's like, is that a banana?
Well, the best part about this, Paul, because my team's out, your team's out, Todd's a Viking fan, they're out. These guys are Packer and Chief fans in the studio here, so one of those teams is going to be out, too. So we're going to have fun with them when that happens.
Yeah, absolutely. Right now, I'm going to root for America's team, Dallas. Oh, wait, no, they don't know how to end the game. They're not in it either.
Which was also great. The way that ended.
Nothing's better than those shots of Jerry Jones having a stroke up there. And by the way, our defense against Buffalo was so bad. Yeah. Like, that was supposed to be our strong point. Mm-hmm. Mac Jones was fine. Like, if we had that kind of defense in World War II, we'd all be speaking German and goose-stepping right now, okay? Like,
we're getting there. Don't worry.
Yeah, we are getting there. Now, I'll give Paul credit because Paul's a Providence guy, so of course he's a Patriot fan. But, you know, we make fun of Patriot fans around here because they don't even know where Boston is on the map.
At least you didn't bail and become a Brady fan.
Exactly.
Like a bunch of other Patriot fans have done.
You're a Patriot fan for damn sure, right?
Exactly. And I'm not buying one of those ridiculous jerseys that are split down the middle one. I stabbed the guy in the neck when I saw him with one of those.
you hitting the road at all? You gonna come see us sometime soon or what?
I want to get back out. Yeah, I want to talk to Colleen. It was March 2020 when I was at the Funny Bone. It's my favorite place in the country to work. And Colleen's the greatest human being ever. I miss Daisy. I miss everybody. So, we're going to get back out now when the spring hits and start trying, get my my
Let's
butt out there.
Let's bring Mercurio.
So.
What happened last time Mercurio was here? We shut down for a year.
The world broke.
you didn't say me there. I went to dinner with you that night. You dumbass. You don't miss me. You don't miss me.
That's right. No. I block those dinners out. They get really weird.
It's enough of you on the text.
It's all the footy under the table.
No, I miss you. I miss your wife, Dolores. I miss everybody.
That's a funny bit. He doesn't know her name.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
I miss
Glad
you guys. We'll
in.
Talk to you soon.
See you,
take it easy.
Right.
Love you, brother.
Go somebody, but take care.
Paul Mercurio. Yeah, it's been 2 years since I've seen him in March, right? We've all seen him.
And yet he seemed in good spirits.
Yeah.
And yet it feels like he's always here.
I know. Yeah, it does.
He makes it impossible to miss him.
Yeah.
Well, it's funny because Paul's one of those kind of guys that on the air is how he is over the phone, too. He just picks right up.
Yeah.
Like when about a month ago, he called me and I called him back. And also I was like, we were on the air. What's up? Hey, and he just went into a bit like that, and I talked back to him like I was on the air, and I'm thinking, we're not on the air. This is
probably it's uncensored.
Well, that's the way we have a conversation with everybody. We always done that. Once we know people, we like to just talk to them like they're hanging out here with us. But yeah, only uncensored, right? Exactly.
Like the text chain was very quickly.
Right. Yeah, you cannot be that. Just shut up if you're a Patriots fan and you root for Brady. That is so lame. If Brady's on your team, you're winning more Super Bowls.
I'm still happy Tommy's got a shot at it.
No, you don't. He's winning it for other people.
Oh, shut up.
Right. And by the way, we're going to call him Tampa Bay Buck Brady for the rest of our lives on this show.
Yeah.
Because that's what we are. We're pricks about that.
Only thing worse would be like being a Cowboys fan and then just happen to move to Tampa about the time they get Tom Brady and become a Bucks fan somehow.
Yeah, Tony's pathetic there, our buddy.
Bandwagon buddy Tampa freak.
Tony. Yep.
I love that Aikman was talking about that Cowboys game. Where
I wish I was there.
Yeah, a lot of people would have liked to call that.
But it was different networks. I didn't even get why was he even bitching?
Because he lives in Dallas.
I know, but...
And he didn't want to make the road trip, and that game sucked.
Well, the network was different.
Yeah.
So he had no shot of calling that game.
He didn't stand a chance.
He wasn't calling that game no matter what.
But normally...
So to make a story out of it was stupid.
But normally the NFC handles... It is on Fox. Somehow they moved that one to CBS.
Right. They didn't have it.
It was the rare two NFC teams on CBS this weekend.
Yeah.
It happens once in a while.
Yeah, they split the playoffs up a little differently.
Right.
The only thing better than grinding all night for your side hustle is your roommate picking you up with Mickey D's breakfast. The perfect pickup deal.
There's a deal for every morning at McDonald's.
Right now, taste breakfast perfection when you get a warm and savory sausage McMuffin with egg for just $2.50. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal.
And they're saying that there could be a genetic risk factor for loss of smell after the COVID. Could be genetics.
Okay.
Really?
All right. No, my wife
on that
like,
deal.
She can smell again now.
My condolences.
Yeah. Our boss, Jim's got it. You know, he's going to be okay, but he feels pretty bad right now.
The man who took hostages.
He's vaccinated, too, by the way. Boosted and everything, so that's why he's going to be okay.
Stephen A. Smith, same thing.
Yeah, vaccinated and boosted, yeah.
And went he's through a hell of a time
with
the COVID, just back. But his doctor said that if he were not vaccinated, he would be dead.
Of course. And we know dead people.
Yeah. The man who took hostages
I was around somebody. I said earlier how we promote death on the show. If you're not vaccinated, we just say we don't feel sorry at all. And it might sound harsh. I feel sorry for the kids of dumbass parents that don't get vaccinated completely. But the people that say, screw you. And then die. We have no sympathy. I happen to bring it up in front of a nurse I know. They don't like that.
Really?
Well, they're dealing in death a lot.
I suppose.
Yeah. But they're not mad about it because she loves the show. She knows the show, but they don't revel like we do. But she also said this. What makes her so mad?
Does she know our heart's in the right place?
No, she knows
me. When we say that?
No, she knows me. But she knows us. But she did say this. I mentioned this early in the show. These anti-vaxxers, as soon as they get in the hospital, pump me for anything you got. I just took the tape.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
So, okay. They're not worried about
that. Right over here when you said it.
They're not worried about that. Any drug you got, give it to me.
Yeah.
But not the vaccine.
And if you decide to become a nurse for a living, you're probably just at baseline a better person than we are.
Yeah.
So I get it. Yeah.
That's a very low bar.
Oh, true.
That's true.
Very true.
Nick, right?
Very true.
Yeah, those are the stories that are crazy. The people that are denying that it even exists as it's killing them.
Right.
Yeah, and if you feel that way, drink a lot of your urine today.
Oh, yeah. From the tap.
Drink your buddies, too.
That'd be your buddies, then, yeah. All right.
All you can. Doing all you can drink a urine fest tonight. You and your buddies.
A urine testing.
Yeah.
Tasting event. Yeah.
They could only drink a liter a day in France.
Yeah, but invite like 8 or 10 of your friends over and do flights.
If you got 8 or 10 anti-vaccine friends, you got some dumbass friends.
Oh, I'm sure.
I mean,
there are a lot of people who have eight or 10 anti-vaccine friends.
They probably are.
They all hang out at the same bar.
They am them.
Yeah.
You got any urine on tap?
I'll give you a minute.
I finally saw the commercial with the Peyton Manning bust. Tap handle.
Oh yeah,
they gotta make those.
I want to know if there was a actual reel because that would be cool.
Well, that was my worry.
They should make them now.
Yeah,
because they kind of show the guy, doing the craft,
making the mold,
getting after it.
It's just what we need is Peyton Manning's giant forehead in every bar.
And you like the beer, Nick. That would suck. Oh, give me a Peyton Manning.
And you'd be performing at one of those bars, and you'd know it was there, and you'd just keep making eye contact with him.
They stared at you on stage.
You wouldn't be able to take your eyes off of him. We put a hat over Peyton while I'm telling right. jokes.
Yeah, the big hat.
A bag.
Shut up.
Just put a bag over it.
Well, yeah, there'd be a glare off of it. The reflections.
And you're on stage. Yeah.
He's just staring at you.
The man who took hostages at a Texas synagogue Saturday thought that Jewish worshipers were powerful enough to have a Pakistani woman released from a nearby military prison.
Oh, just because they're Jews?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because they control everything?
One of the hostages that managed to escape said that the hostage taker held worshipers at gunpoint because he believed the conspiracy theory that Jews control everything and any Jew could just call President Biden and have the woman released.
He was in deep.
Doesn't work with just any Jew.
Now you tell him. Of course, he's dead now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they took him out?
Yeah, well, yeah. The guy threw a
rabbi.
He threw a chair at him, and they all ran out this door they could get out, and they ran out. And they show the guy looking out with his gun. He walks back in, and then the cops come in.
Yeah, he peeks out the door with his one pistol and goes, ooh, an army, and then turns and runs back in. And they go, okay, game on.
They go in and shoot him, right?
Yeah.
How's Lewis Black say the word there, Craig?
Jeez.
This guy had to be pretty disappointed.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you can't do that?
Oh, man.
Now I have all these hostages.
What am I?
From London?
Yeah, he wasn't even on a watch list. He flew from London to New York, New York to Texas. Yeah.
And I'm being told.
But he couldn't find a synagogue in New York?
No, the girl was in jail in Texas.
Oh. Yeah,
had to find a local Jew to let her out.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are no synagogues in New York City.
That's how that works.
No, that's apparently why I flew there.
Health experts like Dr. John Carlo with the Texas Medical Association say that we are not close to achieving herd immunity because the virus is constantly changing.
Yeah.
We could have gotten a herd immunity if everyone had signed up for the original vaccine.
Right.
We could have gotten there.
Yep.
But no, you had to be on the team.
Well, they're lions.
Of idiots.
Pete Davidson not hosting the 2022 Academy Awards.
Us not watching.
So I don't listen to Kanye's music because it's stupid, but he says he's going to beat his ass, Pete Davidson's ass, in a song, new song.
I think it's pretty funny.
Yeah. Does he say I'm going to beat Pete Davidson's ass?
I haven't heard it.
Oh, you haven't heard it?
No, but
I think it's funny. But
I just think it's funny that he's calling you like, Pete Davidson.
I'm going to beat your ass.
Beat your ass.
While you're hanging around with my kids and probably being nice to them. Think about it.
Well, yeah.
Pete Davidson's around his kids saying probably being nice to Kanye's kids and trying to be polite. Hey, your kids are great. Like everybody does, it dates people with kids. You know?
He's just getting mean mugged by Kanye. Well, didn't Kanye buy a house right next to him?
I don't know the story.
He'll just stand on his balcony and glare. Gonna beat your ass, Pete Davidson.
Yeah, he's an enemy of the people.
Right. Yeah, and he does not seem like a fighter at all.
No. And you know he's just great with her kids.
Well, yeah.
He's probably just a great guy.
Well, if he wouldn't hang out with him.
When's Pete coming over? Oh, he's so fun. Your dad wants to kick his ass. Well, dad's nuts, Mom. You know that. He walking. I just see Pete showing up.
You can hear some of this if you want.
What? The song? I don't want to get to that line, though. I don't want to listen to any more than Kanye West that I have to. Is there a line in there? Can you hear the line?
I've got 29 seconds or 11 seconds.
Let's hear.
The 11 second may be the bit about Pete Davidson.
Let's hear that.
I'm not sure. Let's see what shows up.
God sent me from that crash just so I could beat Pete Davidson's ass.
Boy, what a brilliant rhymer he was, isn't he?
Yep.
He's brilliant.
I guess that was it.
Pete Davidson's ass. You know who loves that more than anybody? Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
You know? He's a young guy. He likes that kind of music.
Yeah, it's probably an honor.
Kanye, of course it's an honor.
Getting name dropped.
That is, my life was never easy.
Yeah. So I could beat Pete Davidson's ass.
Yeah. And Tiffany Haddish got busted for DUI.
I saw that, yeah. How drunk was she?
Oh,
somebody sent a picture of a guy in Lincoln with a, was a 4.1?
0.41.
Whoa.
Wow. Yeah. 0.41. You know that guy walks around at about a 0.25
easily
most of the day.
Yeah, he wouldn't be alive.
Yeah.
Right.
We couldn't do 0.41.
If you're an average drinker,
yeah,
we might be able to. We would get sick.
Like a cop took a picture of it.
Not 4.1. Yeah.
0.413.
Right.
That's a lot of booze.
Not yeah. compatible with life no, that, for a lot of people.
Yeah, that kills John Bonham and stuff like that, man.
Yeah,
wow.
He was a Lincoln guy.
Driving the wrong way down the Ooh. Street.
Driving is the key word there.
That will get your attention.
I mean, starting the car and actually getting it all on the road. You're right, Todd.
Right.
He had to be a 0.22 all the time.
All the time?
Yep. Arresting.
Just a baseline.
His resting alcohol right. was probably 2.5.
In order to still function at 0.413.
Right.
To get in a car and drive and keep it, you know, between the lanes, granted, going the wrong way.
But even to start moving at all. All right.
Yeah.
That's drunk.
He's probably a listener. I'm guessing he might be a listener.
Might want to take 3 days off.
Yeah, exactly. Give us a call next week, dude. They bet you. All right. And stop drinking. Mr. Skin and Jay Moore today. Check them out in the podcast.
Or at least stop driving.
Well, definitely stop driving.
I'm guessing legal entities will tell him to stop driving soon.
Yeah, but that's also the kind of guy that probably shouldn't quit cold turkey.
There's going to be some weaning.
No. Drink during the weekday still, dude. Tan Line Tuesday on Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. Happy anniversary to Rugburn Sarah in El Dorado. What, 13 years ago when it was?
Yes.
Yeah. You can celebrate. You can observe yourself.
Getting pounded on a rug. All right. We got time. See you tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.